Hi, Robbie Lane here, and I've got a special guest with me tonight, Jillian Price, who is Hearing Life's chief audiologist. And welcome to the show, Jillian.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, no problem. And today is World Hearing Day. And we know from what I've read, the WHO report about world hearing has some very specific things, sections, and I want to know how Hearing Life and how you will play a role in that.
Yes, today is World Hearing Day, and that is the World Health Organization, that is their initiative, and so annually we put the spotlight on hearing one day of the year, even though, you know, in my opinion, we should be thinking about our hearing more than one day a year, but this is our annual awareness event, so we're really trying to educate people about hearing loss, and this year is very special. They have released their very first world report on hearing. So this has a lot of information, and essentially it's aiming to drive, you know, policy actions for integration of ear and hearing care into national health policy. So we're really trying to get the spotlight on this in hopes that we can make changes in the future. So it highlights the importance of hearing across your life, really identifying hearing loss early on.
Yeah, that's really important.
Absolutely. If you don't know that you have a hearing loss, then it's really difficult to know that you're missing anything. For a lot of individuals, hearing loss is very gradual, and sometimes they're the last to know, which seems odd, but it really isn't, because hearing loss is an invisible disability. And then there's also, you know, stigma related to hearing loss, which is very real and carries on regardless of, you know, lots of education and trying to make changes in that area. But there really is a stigma associated with hearing loss that you don't see necessarily with something like vision.
No, you don't. There should be no stigma at all. There's no difference between hearing loss and having a broken arm. Should be no stigma at all.
I agree. The report indicates that more than 1.5 billion people worldwide have hearing loss. That's expected to double by 2050. Almost half of Canadians over 60 have some degree of hearing loss. And according to Stats Canada, a very high number of them have no idea that they have hearing loss. Upwards of 70% is untreated.
Is it because we live in a louder world and we're listening to music on headsets? Is that part of the reason?
Yes, one of the major reasons that we at some point will end up with hearing loss is because we live in an extremely noisy world. And your ears never turn off. So there's no on-off switch. We can't really just, you know, magically protect our ears if we're in a noisy environment, aside from wearing hearing protection. There are lots of noises in our world that put us at risk without us even knowing. So I know it's not the norm or standard, although I wish it was, to protect our hearing, to even think about it. But again, it's this invisible thing, you know, it's something we sort of take for granted that we have the ability to hear. And we don't think about that. We need to protect it because it might not always be there.
During the pandemic, hearing loss and hearing health, some people are saying, well, I'm not going anywhere, so, you know, why should I go and have my hearing checked? What can you tell us the safety measures that are in place for Hearing Life Canada, for example?
Hearing Life, we are deemed an essential service. So we have been open throughout the pandemic because this is an essential service. Hearing is one of your five senses. So you can visit one of our clinics, and we have, you know, over 200 across the country. But I would say this is not the time to prolong this because it's one of your five senses. And the fact that we are isolated, we have to rely even more on our senses. And hearing is a major one in terms of communication. So if we are going to try to stay connected, we need to be able to hear. So come in, please. We have the safety protocols we have in place. We are meeting every standard that is put out by the government. We have PPE in place, sanitization, disinfecting in between clients. I will say that we are by appointment only, according to the regulations. So you have to call and make an appointment. You can visit our website, hearinglife.ca, or you can contact our call center or directly to the clinics to make an appointment. We'd be happy to see you under safe conditions. We're also offering many other ways to service our clients. So if you're not comfortable, we're offering curbside, we're offering virtual. We have consultations over the phone, email, video calls. We are definitely finding other means to service our clients during this pandemic.
Well, Jillian Price, you've got it all covered. There's no question. You're Hearing Life's chief audiologist. You know all the rules and you're not breaking one of them. And I want to thank you for dropping by tonight and talking about it.
Thank you very much for having me and getting the word out.
Thank you. This is World Hearing Day, so we should all be thinking about this and planning to get a hearing test as soon as possible.